Dear Dad, sorry I haven't written sooner, but you know how the work piles up around here. Korea's pretty much the same story. The fighting goes on, the hatred, the violence, the senseless brutality, men behaving like animals. Then, of course, there's the war. Business, unfortunately, remains very brisk. I think you know by now I'm not being flip. But doing meatball surgery, you either develop a thick skin or you wind up in the Tokyo Giggling Academy.
Oh, wow. What a mess. Stomach, kidney, liver.
What is this, an organ recital?
Keep it down. I'm doing something very difficult here.
Trying to tie your shoe again, Frank?
Colonel Blake, could we have some measure of military discipline?
Good idea. Everybody up for calisthenics.
Care to join me for some push-ups, Hot Lips?
Oh, great.
Knock it off.
Luckily, we've got an extra pair of hands these days. Captain Adam Casey. He's really a fine surgeon. Every bit as good as I am. And I'll get him for it.
Well, give me a hand with these intestines. They're shot to pieces.
Okay, give me a retractor.
The work may be hard and ugly, but we can always count on the North Koreans to hand us a couple of laughs.
Panic. Let's keep cool.
Well, who's panicking? Who's panicking?
You're panicking, Frank. I can't see anything.
So? But it's dark.
Shove any patient you can't finish under a table. They'll be safe there. How the hell did you get in the Army, Frank?
3-0 silk.
3-0 silk.
Suit your scissor.
Suit your scissor.
Snoo.
Snoo? What's new?
Nothing much. What's new with you?
Can't you ever be serious?
I tried it once. Everybody laughed.
And so it goes. Here comes Corporal Klinger, one of our orderlies. A nice guy whose only purpose in life is to get out of the Army. A purpose shared by 3 or 4 million of us, only Klinger, he'll stop at nothing.
Come in.
Captain, I have the x-rays you wanted to look over.
Thank you.
Klinger, you mind a little constructive criticism?
No, sir.
First of all, it's gorgeous. It's so easy to go overboard with one of those, but that's tasteful without being gaudy.
Thank you, sir.
Just one suggestion. You must wear a slip.
With the sun behind you, I could see clear through to your shorts.
Of course, and I've got so many slips in my tent.
Thanks for the x-rays.
Yes.
May I ask where you got that?
Mail order catalog, sir.
A white wedding gown?
I'm entitled. I'm a virgin.
I guess the sanest guy in the outfit is Father Mulcahy. It's a wonder he doesn't go deaf from the sound of all the commandments breaking around here.
Oh!
Father? Is everything all right?
It's my back.
You throw it out?
No, but I'd sure like to.
Let's go in the tent. I'll take a look at it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Captain Casey.
Do you have a history of back trouble?
Started in Jesuit school. All that kneeling.
You just stay with your back toward me, Father. And just relax. How's that feel?
Better. My back really feels better.
Good. Good. Now, you just try and take it easy for a few days and stay off your knees.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Father.
Yes?
It's all right.
Oh, Doctor, one good turn deserves another.
Father, can we consider this a confessional?
I am a priest.
I'm not a doctor.
Oh. Oh.
I don't want you to think this is a madhouse, Dad. We're nowhere near that organized. What we are mainly is bored. Bored right out of our skulls.
Nothing phases anybody around here.
What's the matter with you?
Everybody's a cipher.
an army of walking zilches.
All of a sudden,
I'm telling you, I could walk around this compound. I bet you I could walk into that mess tent, order lunch, start naked. Nobody would pay any attention to me.
Are you crazy?
I bet you $50.
Little drink before lunch?
I don't mind if I do.
One for the road, as it were.
I have always relied upon the kindness of strangers.
We don't usually serve people without neckties.
Shall we?
After you. $50.
I left my pockets back in the swamp.
Now that's tasteful without being gaudy.
It's very quiet at the moment, Dad. The only man in sight is Radar O'Reilly. An amazing kid. I've never put much stock in ESP, but if it is possible for one person to read another person's mind, Radar has that ability. The little fink.
Is that a nice thing to say?
I don't know what Henry Blake would do without Radar. And I don't know what we'd do without Henry. But I can't wait to get home and find out.
Sir?
Yes, Radar?
Are you busy?
No.
All right. Sign these, please, sir.
Rightio. Oh, for... My dad's pen. Oh. What's this, Radar?
That's personal, sir.
Well, you can tell me. My name's on it.
Well, I'm taking this correspondence course from the AAA High School Diploma Company of Delavan, Indiana.
The AAA...
High School Diploma Company of Delavan, Indiana.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, it's final week.
And you want me to take you to the senior prom, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That says that I passed my final exam.
How do I know you passed your final exam?
You must, sir. You signed it.
Easy, Radar. Now, you know me. I'll sign anything Army. I mean, I'll sign the surrender papers. But I've got a reputation and a civilian practice to think about, and the last thing I need in this world is trouble from the AAA High School Diploma Company of Delavan, Indiana.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. You know, if you want, you could give me the test. I just didn't want to take up your time.
That's no problem. I mean, the war's pretty slow right now. Yeah, where's the test?
Oh, it's right here, sir, in this officially sealed envelope.
Yeah, the seal's broken.
Well, that must have been the sensor. They're always on the lookout for a dirty question.
Now, let's see here. All right, Radar, take a piece of paper and a pencil and sit down. Comfortable?
C-O-M-F.
No. R. That was just a rhetorical question.
Oh. I don't study those.
Study what?
Rhetoricals?
Oh, come on, Radar. Stop horsing around.
I'm very nervous, sir.
Well, look, take a deep breath.
That makes me throw up.
Look, just settle down. Now, this is not going to be difficult. Yeah, good boy. Okay?
Yes, sir.
First question. What is a three-sided object with two equal sides?
The Gettysburg Address.
For which speech is Abraham Lincoln most remembered?
The isosceles triangle. Something wrong?
No. No, your answers are right.
Oh.
You just memorized them in the wrong order.
Well, I just peeked at the first few.
That's cheating.
It's my only chance.
Nonsense, Radar. Now, you're smart enough to get through this on your own. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you two famous dates from history.
Okay.
1492.
Okay, hold it. 1492, yeah.
1776.
1776, uh-huh.
Now, what do these two...
I know!
What?
3,268.
Congratulations, Radar. You've just graduated from the AAA High School Diploma Company of Delavan, Indiana.
Oh. Oh. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Oh, this is the proudest moment of my life.
Radar.
Sir? Your dad's pen?
Yeah. See if you get the coffee out of it, will you?
Yes, sir.
Now, Dad, let me bring you up to date on Frank Burns and Hot Lips. The King Kong and Fay Wray of the 4077. Last week, Frank paid an afternoon call. But Hot Lips argued that she had a brain and Frank was only interested in her bones. We then found out that impossible as Frank is as an enemy, he's intolerable as a friend.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln who?
Don't you know me?
That's awful.
Okay, can I do another one?
No.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson who?
Was Abe Lincoln just here?
Okay, I never liked you. Hiya, Chuckles.
I gotta hand it to you, Frank. You got all the gaiety of an impacted wisdom tooth.
Is that a martini?
In case you didn't read the paper today, Prohibition was repealed.
Well, I want one.
A drink? You, Frank?
A double.
Frank, if you have a drink, you'll loosen up. You might even smile. Frank, you could break your face.
And leave out the olive.
You want to talk about it, Frank?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about talking about it.
Hey, Frank, take it easy. That's very young gin.
Frank, go slow. That stuff will take the paint off your stomach.
Fill her up. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
Frank.
Zoo.
Frank.
You!
If you don't stop singing, I'll glue your tongue down.
Now, don't be a party pooper. Or a pooter party.
Frank.
Party's over. It's a quarter of three.
And there's no one in the place except you and me.
Frank, do you take requests?
What do we think?
Shut your cake hole.
Oh, shut your cake hole. The more I want you.
Come on, Frank, knock it off. Close your eyes.
If I close my eyes, my brain won't get any air.
Your what?
Oh, I got a brain, you know. I got a brain as big as hers, Art.
Right, pal. Right, buddy.
Pal and buddy.
I sure hope that's not a song.
Get away from there, Frank. We're closed.
You know, no one ever called me pal or buddy in my whole rotten life. You know what my own brother used to call me? My own brother? Ferret face. Can you imagine that? Do you think I look like a weasel?
No, Frank, you're very handsome.
Honest?
Honest.
Really?
Do you think he looks like a weasel?
Who?
Ferret face.
Hey, I had a brother used to call me that.
Frank, go to sleep. You look beautiful.
Are you sure you don't love me just for my body?
Believe me, Frank, that's the last thing we love about you. Go to sleep.
You guys, let's do something!
Hey, knock it off over there!
Oh, yeah? How would you like to step inside and say that? Come on, fellas. Let's do something.
We don't want to do anything.
Well, then I'll do something. What should I do?
Fall down, Frank.
Right.
I see you for a second, Hawkeye.
I told you not to disturb me during the Korean War.
You know, I love your blood type. I've always liked girls with that blood type.
It's important.
Go away. This young lady of the nurse persuasion and I are discussing the possibility of a surrender. She's giving me her terms right now.
Why don't we go back to my place?
I think you're going to want to see this.
Where are you going right now?
To the nurse's shower.
Good, then I'll see you. Unless they plugged up the hole. Important, huh?
Yep.
You better be, or I'm putting your appendix back. Terrific. Captain Casey, huh? I'm going to talk to him right now.
After the choppers.
What choppers?
Wait for
it! Attention, all personnel! Incoming choppers with wounded! Report to the hospital, all personnel!
Very good work, Captain Casey.
Thank you, Father.
I'll give you a hand here.
It's all right, Captain.
Better let me give you a hand, Sergeant.
Provo Marshal in a circular out on you. You're hot, fella.
You gonna blow the whistle?
Be up the base in 24 hours and never, repeat, never touch a patient again without a license. And contact me the minute you get one. You're a damn good surgeon.
I'm 11.
Next to you, Frank Burns is an alterations lady.
Thanks.
I gotta ask you one question.
Why? Well, I've passed myself off as a teacher, a lawyer, an engineer. I can do it all. I just never had the patience to go through it by the numbers. I guess I never had the drive to get the diploma, the permit, whatever.
Try it once. You'll be great, Casey.
Schwartz, actually.
I forgot to thank you for sending me your old tuxedo. It really added a touch of class to our charity No Talent Night.
Before bringing on our all-star attraction, I'd like to say that tonight we raised over $300 for the Korean Refugee Fund. And someone who wishes to remain anonymous gave $5 for Israel. Now, we'd like to bring you an act with a lot of polish, and they're going to sell it right after the show. And here they are, those doctors of rhythm, those medics of melody, the 4077's own Hawkeye Pierce and his swinging surgeons under the direction of Colonel Henry Blake.
Okay.
Give me an M.
I'd like to write more, Dad, but it is Saturday night, the one night we all look forward to. I'm going to shower now, shave, put on a clean uniform, and cry myself to sleep. Kiss Mom and Sis.
Hawkeye! Hawkeye, are you asleep?
I never know.
There's somebody here I'd like to say goodbye to you.
I'd just like to thank you for everything you did and everything you didn't.
In a place crawling with characters, you certainly held your own, Doctor.
No, not anymore. Goodbye, my son.